Jerry Bader Show. Rick Esenberg, Right Wisconsin Today, tries to explain the ruling of Judge Randa yesterday, stopping in its tracks the John Doe probe against conservative groups in Wisconsin. And we find out from Randa that it goes all the way back to 2010, just about every conservative group or individual who advocated for a Republican in the recalls. This was a wide net fishing expedition and targeted only at one species of fish, conservatives. Now, just before the news, what I was pointing out, Esenberg says, first, it is questionable that Wisconsin law regulating campaign contribution applies to issue advocacy. That is, these third-party groups running ads on behalf of Act 10 or even Scott Walker. In fact, the GAB, while not conceding the law does not cover issue advocacy, will not apply it to communications other than express calls to elect or defeat a candidate. The Doe prosecutors seek to avoid this problem by arguing that our campaign finance law does apply to issue advocacy, which is coordinated with a candidate. But state statutes do not expressly say so. Constitutional due process requires more. Put simply, if the state wants to put someone in jail for doing something, it must make clear that something is a crime. This was why, in an earlier ruling, the state court judge supervising the Doe quashed the subpoenas. The law, he concluded, doesn't even cover the conduct in question. So in other words, even if they did what John Doe investigators say they did, so what? So what? Let me give you an example. The street on which I live, there's no stop sign in one direction. It T-bones with another street. There's no stop sign. Okay. I make a left turn, and there's a car going, the street that I would turn onto, it's 25 miles an hour. The car's going 45. I pull out and smash. What can I be cited with? Really? Nothing. Because you give up your right-of-way if you're speeding, and you can't cite me for rolling through a stop sign because there's no stop sign. So in essence, what the John Doe investigators are trying to do was cite them to yield the right-of-way, which, I mean, that one would be contestable. Let's be honest about that. But you certainly couldn't cite me for rolling through a stop sign. Inattentive driving. Hey, wait a minute. I can't see the person come 45 miles an hour. He's supposed to be going 25. I looked and there was nothing there. But that, you see, that's where it gets debatable. But you're right, Jason. They could write me up. I could fight it. They could write me up for failing to yield. I could fight it. You can't write me up for rolling through a stop sign. There's no stop sign. That's what's going on here. You simply cannot. But Judge Randa goes even beyond that. He holds that even if state law can't, and this is, I walked you through a lot of arcane legal stuff, but now listen to this. Even if state law can be read to cover coordinated issue advocacy, citizen speech on issues is constitutionally protected activity that may not be restricted. In other words, the club and its donors had a right to say whatever they want about the issues of the day, no matter what connection they might have to a candidate for office. So, again, let me pick through this. If they didn't directly advocate for Scott Walker, but they advocated issues supportive of Scott Walker, even if they did have contact, even if they did have direct connection to the campaign, it doesn't matter. Nobody, by the way, is saying that they did. I mean, the John Doe investigators are, but that hasn't been proven. So what he's saying is, even if they did, it wouldn't matter. Then Esenberg goes into other issues that are a problem with this that Randa did not take up. I find Esenberg's analysis very interesting. Here's the other thing that now, under this ruling, all of this stuff would have to be destroyed. What I would really like to see is what John Doe investigators thought they had on conservative groups, have that made public so we can compare and contrast that behavior with liberal groups. Because this is a whole part of the issue that Randa nor Essenberg's analysis gets into. If Essenberg is right, and this isn't even illegal anyway, let's compare and contrast it with the behavior on the left. Is what conservative groups, what they were doing, is that any different from what liberal groups were doing? And if it's not illegal, as Randa seems to argue, look, they can even coordinate as long as they're not directly advocating for the candidate. If that's true, and Democrats were doing it, which I think clearly they were, I don't believe Republicans or conservative groups were doing anything liberal groups weren't doing with the other side. Which makes this, and others have written this, and they're absolutely right, this is more chilling than the IRS scandal. It's one thing to bury one side in paperwork, which, by the way, I'm not defending in any way, shape, or form. Not at all. What I am saying is going after groups in this way is with a criminal investigation, a secret criminal investigation, and going after only one side. I mean, you can go ahead and throw this, you can stop this the way Randa did, and I too believe it's going to be upheld. But if it is, and when that's done, there has to be a day of reckoning. And I don't care who's involved in this, if they're Democrat, Republican, or otherwise. But those who orchestrated this need to be held accountable. Saying that it never should have been brought and you can go on with your lives, citizens, that's not enough. That simply isn't enough. This is what we're learning now, how all-encompassing this was. Let me read that sentence to you again from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The investigation's focus on Walker and the Wisconsin Club for Growth has been clear for some time, but Randa revealed investigators also were probing candidates for state senate, and that all or nearly all right-of-center groups and individuals in Wisconsin who engaged in issue advocacy from 2010 to the present are targets of the investigation. Do you remember all the debate over whether conservatives were doing the right thing and fighting back on this? Well, you might just hack them off. That looks pretty laughable now, doesn't it? This is exactly what conservative groups should have done. Because even if they couldn't get charges here, and I don't think they were going to, but even if they couldn't, this process was the punishment. This process of having you under this cloud, you're not going to do issue advocacy ads. You're not going to do a damn thing. You're paralyzed by fear. And that was the goal here in 2014. To help Mary Burke get elected by chilling these groups, to help Democrats gain control of the Senate by chilling these groups. I'll tell you what, if there isn't criminal charges that can be brought against these prosecutors, there sure as hell should be. This is an important moment, not just in Wisconsin politics, but in state history. That this type of prosecutorial misconduct has been stopped. Those of you who bemoan police misconduct, there's prosecutorial misconduct too, you know. And clearly this is politically motivated. all one side. Not one Democrat campaign or one liberal group involved in this. This is a major, major political development. I want to get to something else. What I was going to talk about in the next segment is what happened yesterday in North Carolina, what it means to the fall Senate elections. We'll get to that after 10. But Jason just found another story that I want to take up next and get your thoughts. It's 9:46.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com. Brewer Baseball. This morning at 11:30, 1360, 97.5 WTAQ.